This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. We are your prescription for change. What's going on with your health? We want to talk about it. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're struggling with, we want to help. And right now, we're going to go to Daryl. Hi, Daryl. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Dr. Acer. Delighted to speak with you, sir.
Likewise. How can I help, my man?
I'm actually calling on behalf of my wife. She was diagnosed we found out about 5 years ago that she has the Huntington's disease.
Mm, okay.
And doctors, they don't. I mean, there's nothing for it. That's, you know, it's basically what they tell us is there's no treatment and there's no cure. You know, it just does its thing and that's it. And we was actually seeing a doctor at UAB Birmingham, and I think funds may have dried up for that clinic and it went away. She's been through a couple of studies with them, which I don't think there was anything positive that came out of anything that they was doing. This thing runs on her. It comes in on her mother's side. Her mother, I think there was 13 of those siblings, and 9 of them passed away from Huntington. She's lost a brother. She's lost an older brother to Huntington. She's not really, well, I guess she's probably handling it better than I do. We have a 19-year-old son, and this thing is passed on to your offspring at a 50% chance, you know. So I found your program about 2 months ago, and I really enjoy your program, and thought, well, you know, all we've heard so far is no, you know, and so I thought, you know, I would give you a call and see if there was anything that I hadn't heard, you know.
I'm glad you did. Huntington's is, I mean, it's without a shout, without a doubt, one of the most challenging disease processes out there. And it is. It's got doctors baffled left and right, and there's a lot of research going on. And I don't know if you know about the Huntington's Disease Society. I think the website is hdsa.org.
Yes, sir.
But it's a great organization. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm glad you're familiar. It's a great, great organization there. Now, have they talked to you about, you know, dopamine is one of the neurotransmitters, and they found that there's links to that. Have they talked about any of the dopamine blockers like the haloperidol or the mantadine or any of those medications to try to control some of the extra movements and whatnot, try to slow things down? Have they talked to you about that?
No, sir. Like I say, this clinic that we was going to, it went away about, I don't know, somewhere 18 months, 2 years ago, and we hadn't spoke with anybody, you know, a doctor, anybody about this since then. So,
okay, well, talk to someone. I mean, if you can get maybe with a different physician and or a team of physicians that you can find, I would mention that to them, because some of the standard treatment, even though there is no technical treatment, they found that the dopamine blockers, which, again, I'll mention those to you, the haloperidol and the mantadine, they have seen some success with. All right, so that's something to just to bring up, because a lot of docs really don't know a lot about Huntington's, or they probably have maybe treated one case in their history. You know, it's just one of those things that they just, unless you're at a larger hospital, teaching facilities and whatnot, you just don't see a lot of it, and especially for longer-term treatment and care. But I'll tell you, from the natural side of things, there's a lot that can be done just to support the body. And you know, obviously, a great diet is going to be helpful, one that gives her equal amounts of good lean quality protein so her body can regenerate, make good new healthy cells as best that it can, and the healthy fats, because you're dealing with a neurological condition that degenerates within the nervous system and the brain. So supporting, giving the body any nutrients that you don't normally get in your diet to help, or to eat foods that are very neuro-brain protective, like the omega-3 fatty acids, all of those kind of foods are going to be very helpful in supporting the body. So there's nothing wrong with looking into some of that at all. And I think any neurologist, I think any physician would agree with me on that. But one of the best things you can do is lifestyle. And giving her the best lifestyle, or helping her make the best lifestyle choices, it's going to be your best weapon, because if you're putting, even though there's such a strong genetic link, it's kind of like the light switch has been turned on and the spiral begins. But if you can do anything daily to support the body and supporting healthy cellular tissue being formed and support the body all the way around, that's going to be your best bet. And just making wise choices. It's not about finding the silver bullet that's going to stop it, because I just don't think that information exists. I do think we have to go with what we have right now. And so making better choices that's going to support the body, build healthy tissue, support the immune system, support the nervous system. And then, of course, looking with your physician to some of these dopamine blockers that I'm talking to you about, haloperidol, amantadine, those sorts of medications can be beneficial, and you may find a physician that has experience with that and that can guide you in that direction and give you some really good information. I think that's a good way to go, and I want to encourage you to look into that. But I just know we're here. We're here to help you any way we can, to give you information, and I just really want the best for your wife, because I know it's a challenge, and I want to encourage you to, which you sound like you're doing okay and mentally strong, but in the middle of it all, and I know you're her biggest cheerleader, and you're going to be strong for her, and you know, but then you've got your moments where it's tough, and you're by yourself, and it's just you and God, and you're like, well, it's tough to understand sometimes, no matter how strong your faith is, and being strong for her is great, but take care of yourself in the middle of all this too, because she needs you to be healthy. And you eating well with her, like following the anti-inflammatory diet, you taking the right kind of healthy changes and transitions for your own life is going to show her a lot of benefit. So not only will it help your own health and help you be healthy for her, which is important, but it's going to be a great legacy that you can leave, an example that you can leave for everyone around you. Because even though you don't have Huntington's, you're living and love someone that does. And you have a healthy body that you have a responsibility to take care of too. And when someone else that we love is going through something, we tend to sacrifice ourselves for the sake of being a caretaker for them, to find out anything and everything we can do to help them. And just know that your own health is just as important as hers for all of those around you, family members, kids, grandkids, whomever. Everybody's watching. And in the middle of what you're going through, you both can come out as champions and as leaders through this process. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. Email came in, Carol from Beaumont, Texas. She writes, my husband is 45, and he suffers with sleep apnea. He's currently on the CPAP machine. Now I can't sleep. I don't mean to laugh, but I hear that story all the time. Is there anything else he can do to correct the sleep apnea and get off this machine? I know. It'll drive you crazy. However, it's helping him sleep, and it's helping his health. So with sleep apnea, a couple things. Now, weight issue and obesity is always been an indicator and a factor. But there are plenty of people that are thin that have issues with sleep apnea. But another issue to look into, and something that might be something to ask his doctor, is to look at the potential of anemia. And it can be B12 or iron. For the most part, there's a couple of tests that can be run, MMA, which is methylmalonic acid for B12, and also intrinsic factor. They can also look at the TIBC, which is the total iron binding capacity for iron and ferritin levels. So sometimes when you get low iron levels or low B12 and you get a lack of oxygen, that can cause some issues with sleep apnea. So several things to look into that might be pretty good indicators of what's going on with him. And you might want to just check that out and see what the docs say, but I think you might find some results in the middle of that that might be a blessing to you so you can get better sleep. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Llewellyn. Hi, Llewellyn.
Hello.
How can I help, darling? I'm living well.
I'm glad. You sound very nice. my husband's been told he has high calcium levels. What's causing that? Any ideas?
Now, say that again. Your husband has high calcium?
He's been told he has high calcium, and but then they told us after the second test that it wasn't that high and not to worry about it, but it's already got us kind of concerned.
Well,
what can cause high calcium?
Did he tell you? Okay, hold on a minute. So they told you he had high calcium levels.
Yes, but then the second blood test, it was high, but they said it wasn't so high to be worried about it. But we were already worried once they got
One of the big issues, first of all, let me just tell you, when a doctor does a blood test and they see high calcium, it's not normal because our body has a buffering system in it that's pretty amazing. And it keeps count because we get calcium in a lot of our foods. I mean, the whole low calcium thing is really not that prevalent. It's more low vitamin D than it is calcium. When we hear about that, take your calcium supplements and all. So calcium is pretty much regulated by the body. It's pretty amazing in how it does that naturally. But when it does get elevated in a blood test, doctors start freaking out about what's called hyperparathyroidism. Now, the parathyroid glands are what help regulate calcium levels, or one of the ways that calcium is regulated in the body. And when the hypercalcemia is what they call it, but when extra calcium is in the blood, it can cause, people think it's parathyroid disease. All right. And so that's why if you barely have elevated calcium, it kind of raises an eyebrow, but they'll do a double check and they'll double check it. And then, you know, they'll check the PTH, they'll check some other blood tests, and usually kind of rule it out, if you will. But the number two cause, when calcium levels are high, then there can be cancer. And that's, of course, an issue that every doctor in the world is worried about. So it's, you know, there's certain cancers that need to be worried about. There's things like multiple myeloma. Lung cancer is another one. Let's see. There's kidney cancer and breast cancer, which is pretty advanced if your calcium levels are up, and squamous cell cancer of like the head and neck. And those are all indicators of hypercalcemia and having too much blood, which that's what that means. So anyway, that's why they were probably concerned about it. And metastasis from bone is an issue, and they just really get concerned about that. So I don't know. Sarcoidosis, there's other issues. I mean, drugs can cause this issue. Paget's disease, there's a whole host of them. But anyway, the fact that they said it's normal, don't let it freak you out. Because if the docs, if they checked it, oh my gosh, it's high, then they double checked it, and oh, I guess it's okay, you got to go with what they tell you because they're the experts. And don't let any of that freak you out. If you want, go back in and get another blood test in about 8 weeks. They may have already told you to come back, but for your own peace of mind, you might want to go back in there and double check. And if it's barely elevated, a lot of times calcium can be elevated if we don't have enough vitamin D. And let's say your vitamin D or his vitamin D is really low, then, you know, it can cause the calcium not to be absorbed in the body. It can cause it to be slightly elevated. So you might want to go back in and just have the doctor check vitamin D levels, see if the vitamin D is too low. And if it is, you can talk to your doctor about supplementing with vitamin D and see what they have to say about that and see what happens to the calcium levels after that. So it's just something to think about, to look into, if you will. But don't let it freak you out. The doc said it's okay. It probably is. 888-283-7272. If you haven't gotten in on Facebook and Twitter, social media, check it out. Join us there and stay in touch with me during the day. If you've got questions about your health and you missed the radio show or any of the TV broadcasts, then you can always catch us there and hopefully get a fairly quick response. It just depends. Let's go to Mary now. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Dr. Asa. I want to ask you about reverse T3 and reverse T4 as it relates to the thyroid. Okay. I have a free, I'm not sure because I don't have the form right in front of me, but my T3 was something like 1.1 or my T4 was 1.1, and it was just tested and I just got that result. And I'm just wondering, I've been on levothyroxine. I was on about 50 milligrams, unless it's micrograms, for about 6 weeks, and my TSH went from about 5.4 to about 3.0, which normalized, but I didn't feel any good at all, and I had diarrhea, and so I cut it, the pill, in half because they said I could. I mean, a nurse practitioner told me. And then I cut it down so low to 12.5 micrograms or whatever it is, and then I didn't have the diarrhea anymore. But my problem is I feel horrible, meaning I'm exhausted, weight gain, and I haven't handled my thyroid thing.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll actually go into this commercial break, and we're going to talk about thyroid disease and what some of this means when we come back. The big issue today.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Going to the break, talking with Mary. And Mary, you've been dealing with some issues with your thyroid, and no matter what you do, you feel like you just can't get it right. The symptoms are still there. Is that right? And you just don't feel like the TSH, which is one of the blood tests, has changed from around 5.0 down to 3.0. Is that right? But you still don't feel any better.
Right. It's up to 6.09 right now. But I'm wondering about the T3, the T4, and the reverse T3 and T4, because I might not be absorbing the levothyroxine, but I cut it down so much that I need to go back to the doctor, but he only wanted me to be on levothyroxine, and I didn't, and it gave me diarrhea, and so I just feel like I don't want to go back to him.
Mm. So the levothyroxine, have you tried Armour? Did you ever go that route? Did you talk to them about that?
Yeah, I asked him about it, and he said he didn't like it because it wasn't consistent. You weren't sure what you were getting, and this would be much better. So
I would, first and foremost, I would talk to him, even if he's not comfortable with it, asking him if you could try it. Because I've seen, there's kind of been, well, there's two schools of thought. You got some docs that love it, got some that don't like it, okay? Now, Armour used to be, they used to have a better formula, and they took it off the market for about, I don't know, 6 months, I think, maybe longer. And they revamped it. And whatever they did to it, a lot of people are saying it's not as good as it used to be. but at least it's still out there. And at least, you know, your body can use it and absorb it, and it does help people. I mean, because I've seen it. So it's something to look into for yourself, and it's something to check into and see maybe your body would work well with it. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things where it's one of those hit and miss type things. And there's nothing wrong with talking with your doctor and saying, hey, I would really like to try it, getting a blood test done, even if you have to come in another 8 weeks and get another blood test done for them to check all your levels, which might not be a bad idea anyway. But you'll know the way you're feeling. I mean, you'll know it real quickly, whether it's working or not. And he may have to play around with the milligrams or the micrograms, rather, and, you know, check into that. So, yeah, but your T3 and T4, with levothyroxine, I mean, the conversion from T4 to T3 sometimes can happen at a good rate. Sometimes it won't. And it just depending on your body and how things are going, that plays a big role. The reverse T3 is kind of a backup mechanism. And when the body's under stress, instead of converting the T4 into T3, which is, of course, the active part of the hormone, the way the body conserves energy, it makes reverse T3, which is an inactive form of the T3 hormone. And these T3, the reverse T3 test, it's kind of controversial. Some docs don't really use it, and a lot of docs think that the body continues to manufacture the reverse T3 instead of the active T3, which is what we normally use. And this can cause symptoms of different health challenges. So that's something too. Now, did they check your TPO antibodies? Do you know if they did or not?
If they checked my what?
It's called a TPO antibody.
No.
Thyroid peroxidase. They didn't check that.
Huh.
This is one of those tests that is really important, but a lot of docs don't check it. They just don't go down the rabbit trail. And I think that it's really important. So this is something else that when you're dealing with thyroid, again, when you're having weird symptoms and you just feel like the medication is not working, or you're taking the medication and you just feel worse or still feel tired and it's just not getting it.
Exactly.
It's always good to check the TPO, because TPO, the antibody test, will show you if there's a potential for autoimmune. You know what autoimmune means?
Well, I'm attacking my own body.
Right. So it really means self-attack. So, yeah, it's just like rheumatoid arthritis or anything else. The immune system becomes overactive. It thinks that the thyroid is an invader to the body, and it starts attacking it. And it can cause the thyroid to go either really, really slow, or to speed up and go fast, or to swing back and forth till it begins to totally shut down. And it's a real good indicator, because it will show you kind of where you're standing and what really needs to be done to your body to get it healthy. And if there's anything that can be done, then they'll come up with a game plan for you. So, and it may, a lot of times when the numbers are fairly managed, and yours isn't right now, I mean, it being at 6.0 is too high, which means it's very slow right now, or
right
in the slower range. But yeah, I mean, a lot of times that when it starts getting like that, if docs can't figure it out, some look at the TPO, some don't. I'm a big fan of looking at it, and I think there's nothing wrong with you asking your physician if that's something that you could do. So that's what I would do first and foremost. Now, have you done anything naturally as far as supporting thyroid function? Are you doing anything dietarily? Have you studied or looked up anything for that?
Well, I know that my iodine level could be low, and I went to some place to get the iodine flush test, but it was like 50,000 milligrams of iodine, and this other person said maybe that's not a good idea, because that actually could create more problems than it solves. So I haven't gone on any iodine pills. I haven't. I don't know. I'm so tired. I can't exercise. I'm just so like, just barely getting through doing all the rest of the stuff that I have to do every day. So, no, I haven't really.
All right. Well, when you get those blood tests done,
yeah,
look into the growth hormone too, human growth hormone, HGH, because here's why. The anterior pituitary gland is kind of the driver for the thyroid. And a lot of times if the thyroid gland is not working properly, it could be a result of the anterior pituitary. And that's always good to have that checked in blood as well. There's some natural things, iodine being one of them, that does support thyroid function. You got to be real careful with it, and I really don't suggest taking any even supplemental iodine. You could get it at a health food store unless you're working with a doctor and he knows about it or she knows about it. I just don't. And you can't take the iodine and the medication, levothyroxine, at the same time. So, for example, most of the time you take iodine in the, or I'm sorry, the medication in the morning. And you wouldn't want to take iodine at the same time. Take it in the afternoon would be the normal time. But again, you need to be under supervision for that. And that's kind of Broda Barnes, if you want to read about it. Broda Barnes was an endocrinologist and wrote just incredible research on iodine. It was back, I think, in the 50s or 60s. And just did incredible research how we need it and we don't have it in our normal food supply and how our bodies desperately crave it. And when you don't have it, it's why we have so much thyroid disease now in this country that we didn't have before. So even looking into that can be very, very helpful as you're, you know, kind of down this path of getting your thyroid function up so you can get your energy levels up and function at a higher level. Pay a lot of attention to your diet, though. That is a key with overall thyroid function. And, I mean, I don't know. Do you watch your diet? You sound like you're probably into health just by everything that you know. But have you really been watching it lately?
No. Not really. I mean, I try to eat like, you know, decent proteins and grass fed and, but I'm still now then sometimes like, you know, I just do what I want to do. My grandmother, my maternal grandmother had, a goiter. My mother didn't have thyroid issues, but I'm wondering if, maybe that I've inherited anything or that is not inherited.
Well, here's the deal. In every health challenge, has certain levels of percentages of what is more genetic and what is more lifestyle. But the general equation for the health of our body is that we get sick three different ways. One is from nutritional deficiencies, two is from toxicity in the environment, and three is from our genetics. And so if you understand that those three elements are the drivers for how our body either thrives in its health or that it gets sick, then you can understand that, hey, there's a little bit of one or all three that are playing a role in why your thyroid's breaking down. And it's just really narrowing it down. I mean, can the fact that you had some family history play a role? Yes. Can your lifestyle play a role? Yes. Can your environmental factors for the last 10 years play a role? Toxins that could have built up in your system? Absolutely. So the root cause is out there, and we know it. The good news is there's a lot we can do about it, and that's really what we want to shoot for, is to make it a primary goal to do what we can to get the body to function at its peak level, you know, and just understanding our past, which can help us build a better future, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, the biggest thing is I would get some blood tests done, get more information. The information's key. And once you get the information from your doctor and you can start making better decisions about what to do. The other is eating. I mean, your eating plan and even exercise is so important. Even if you're so tired, you feel like you just can't lift your leg up, getting yourself to some form of exercise, whatever that is for you, the gym, treadmill, bike, outdoors, walking, whatever. It's getting your body to pushing yourself even when you're too tired and to just go that extra mile and setting a time where you exercise 15, 20, 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and you change your eating habits. And you remember, it's very important to know that radical changes equal radical results. You know, you make little changes, you're going to get some results, but sometimes you got to get radical, and that's okay. And that means radically shifting the way that you think, radically shifting the way you eat, radically shifting the way you get rest. All of these sorts of items are so important. And, you know, my book, Empowering Your Health, which I would encourage you to look into, there's a lot of great lifestyle modification methods in there that can be very helpful to you. That, you know, everything from picking out certain foods that are healthy, that reduce inflammation in the body, to how the body works, to reading your own blood work, to exercising, to hormone systems within the body. I mean, really, I talk a lot about a lot in there, and it'll be a great guide and resource for you to look into. So keep me posted on how things go, but get the blood test done, go talk with your doctor, and don't take no for an answer. We'll be right back.
Hey, paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJImedia.com. That's PIJImedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Chapter 4, verse 19, says, "My God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." And that's true. So whatever you're going through, great or small, know this. Know that God will carry you through. He's the same on the highest mountaintop as he is in the deepest valley, and he will always meet your needs. Maybe not in the way that you think he needs to, but in the way that he will always do, because that's just who he is. He is the great physician. At the end of the day, he's the one that you go to whenever you're in the toughest time of need. 888-283-7272. Pre-washed salads may need another rinse. New article on WebMD. And this is so funny because we hear about this all the time, but it's true. Washing off your salad and those bagged salads that you get at the store is so important. They did a consumer report and they found that the bacteria is higher than ever in the packaged green salad. Those pre-washed, triple-washed bagged green salads are finding massive amounts of bacteria, specifically with E. coli and salmonella. They just did a recent contamination check from the Consumer Reports and the Consumers Union, and they found that these pre-washed, triple-washed bagged greens contain more bacteria than ever. So it's something that we really need to consider when you're thinking about that. So when you get those bags of salad at the grocery, make sure you dump them in a strainer and wash those off very, very well, because they're containing high levels of bacteria, fecal bacteria. That's kind of gross. But you think about it, it's true, and it is what it is. But make sure you protect yourself, because those nasty little bacteria, of course, can do really wreak havoc on your overall immune system. And make sure you're taking anyway on a regular basis. Just because we're still in some of the flu season, you want to take vitamin C, of course, high levels. But ionic silver is really important, too. And astragalus. Astragalus is very, very good for your immune system. And vitamin D. Vitamin D, get your blood test done every 6 months to see where your vitamin D level is. You want it to hang around 70 on that blood test. Let's go to Will. Will, welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Asa. I wonder what your take is on eating by blood type.
Okay. Dr. Diadama, right?
Yes, and yes, also Joseph Cristiano.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the eating for your blood type, both good guys, by the way. No, both of them. But eating for your blood type has some good research behind it. And here's the deal. The body wants to be in balance all the time. That's the goal of the body. That's what it wants to shoot for. So when you say the different blood types, such as type O, can handle more meat products, and type B and the type A can handle different, you know, more of the grains and more of the carbohydrates than vegetables, then there's research behind it. However, the validity of it, I'm a bigger fan personally of seeking for the body to be in balance. That's the key. So proteins, fats, carbohydrates all need to be in balance, not one heavier than the other and not one taking up more caloric intake each day over the other. Because your body needs all those nutrients every day, regardless of what your blood type is. Your body needs an equal amount of all those nutrients to function. You need essential amino acids. That all comes from proteins. You need essential fatty acids, which comes from your healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. And then you need your carbohydrates for energy, for your brain, for glucose, and for muscles. So that's really how everything is broken down and how you need to look at it. So as far as the blood type goes, will you digest certain foods better than others and because of your blood type. I think if this is my opinion, if you stay in balance with your food choices and eat the right kind of foods and you stay off of foods that create a lot of inflammation in the body and stay away from the grains and most of the dairy except goat's milk dairy, and you follow the principles that are laid out in my book, Empowering Your Health, because of the food groups, I think that's the best way to go. That's why I put it in there. If I thought the blood type was the best way, I think it's more, it's selective is what I think it is. And I think that will it give people a good guideline? You're not going to go wrong if you follow that. Meaning, I would rather you follow that than just trying to wing your own diet on your own. Because the principles in there and the different food choices that they pick out for most people are pretty darn good. I'm a fan. But as far as the overall principles being the golden rule for what you should be eating on a regular basis, not so much. All right, thanks for the call. Charles, talk to me. What's your question?
About 2.5 weeks ago, I come down with a rash. I'm itching.
Okay.
And I tried to do some deductive reasoning. I thought, well, it was started like about 3 weeks ago.
Is it neuropathy?
Neuropathy, yes, sir.
Okay.
And right. I thought, well, it was one of the medications that I hadn't gotten before when I was down there. I've got about 9, 18.
So is it now the rash itself? Is it coming out in one area?
No.
Or is
I'm trying to do some deductive reasoning, but today I was felt mechanic and I went. My neighbor invited me for lunch.
We're closing out right now in this hour, Charles. But I tell you what, if you've got a neuropathy, it's probably a B6. Now, the rash itself, if your body in the beginning stages, when you get started on the anti-inflammatory diet, and depending on what your situation is, you want to talk with the physicians there at the clinic. But what probably is happening is you're pushing out a lot of the yeast-related infections, potential bacterial infections, and that rash sometimes is normal when the body starts pushing that out. Wormwood is very good for a situation like that. You probably want to take a couple of days off and fast. That's always a good thing to do to let your body kind of cleanse and detox. Thanks for the call, my friend.
Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.